Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. We are going to put the spotlight on the Southwest. Thank you for joining us. I'm very excited about our in-studio guest today, Ruth Ryman, who's the Travel Demand Management Manager for Pima Association of Governments, and Kylie Walczak, the Living Streets Alliance Event Manager. And we're going to be talking about some great community events coming up in Tucson in the weeks to come. Spring has definitely sprung around here, and what a great time to share the message of everything that Pima Association of Governments does to support people getting outside and on their bikes and connecting, and for the most magnificent use of our tax dollars at work. They quietly do so many things that I have been learning about and many of our listeners have. So thank you both for being here and part of Mrs. Green's world today. Okay, Ruth, let's start with you. We are going to talk about Ciclavia and Bike Fest, which are, as I said, great examples of what you're doing in terms of partnerships with the community. Just give us a little bit of overview about what PAC is and why you are promoting alternative means of transportation and funding programs that support the mission of the Travel Reduction Program. You want to get more people not driving their cars.
Exactly. A lot of the programs that I work on were created when we had air quality issues, but at this time we do not, luckily.
Have
air quality problems. But at the same time, we promote alternative transportation because it's a good thing to do. It reduces traffic congestion. It gets people more active into healthy lifestyles. It reduces energy consumption and people purchasing gasoline. So there's a lot of positive aspects of getting people out of their cars, onto bikes, onto the bus, walking in their neighborhoods. And we do it not just for those reasons, but it's good for the community. It builds a lot of networking, socializing within your community, solid neighborhoods. And we love getting out, promoting these type of events and using the funding that we have to support them, because it does promote a lot of the alternative transportation use as well as the neighborhood building.
And then people like Patrick Dempsey come and, you know, do a big ride through Tucson, which I, of course, missed and you did not. But that's not what the show is about.
He was very cute.
I wanted to see that. And if he comes again, I'll be down there. So in terms of the work that you're doing very actively, do you see things, the green needle nudging forward even a little bit? It seems to me that maybe because of my heightened awareness, I see more things that you're promoting. I see signs in employers' workplaces. I see lots more people out on bikes. Do you see it moving a little bit forward? I mean, we haven't all converted to biking to work.
Yeah, and it has moved forward. And it's not just about the commute trip. That's what we have focused on for many, many years. But through our On the Move project that we did in Keeling, and we're looking at another neighborhood to do On the Move, we talk to people about just being more active. Walk your kids to school, get out after work and do a neighborhood walk, walk your dog, go out with the kids on your bike, and do things in a more leisure fashion. If you need to go to, we were talking about yoga, biking to the yoga studio, bike to get your DVDs, things like that, run errands to Walgreens, whatever it is you need to do, it's easy to do those neighborhood trips. And so it's not all about changing all your behavior all at once. It's try it, do it one day. I've been trying very hard to have a drive-free day. And Friday is casual day at our office. So I've either been biking in when the weather's good, or I've been taking the bus and trying to leave the car in the driveway the whole day and have one day a week where I don't drive. So it's little things like that that make a difference. And it's not all about 7 days a week leaving your car at home, walking and biking. It's making subtle changes, increased awareness, just doing little things that improve your active level as well as reducing your car usage.
And that is what I call sustainable change. If you go manic on it, you're going to quit in 6 weeks. But if you start incorporating these little changes into your life, that's one of the things that I believe PAG promotes, is sustainable change for the community and the partnerships. Okay. What about when you involve, and Kylie, we are gonna let you go, girl. Believe me, we are going to welcome you. But one more thing for Ruth, and we'll switch back and forth. But what favorable outcomes have you observed? Do you have some examples? And I would say, I don't want to answer your question for you, but just the excitement that I'm seeing about Ciclovia, which we're going to talk about. Without your promoting it and sponsoring it, some of these events wouldn't happen. Is this one of your shiny examples of a good partnership?
Oh, totally. We love promoting these types of activities. They do our job for us, and it's great for the communities. And especially, Kylie's going to talk about the different routes, but one of our great success stories is what happened with the Keeling neighborhood. And we did an On the Move project there last year, and for the Fontana 4th Avenue Bike Boulevard, which is a new bike boulevard in the neighborhood. And we wanted to get more people aware of it and using it. So we went out there and did a lot of outreach, and people learned about the bike boulevard. And now, as a result of our efforts, that neighborhood has just totally adopted some new initiatives. They planted trees, they adopted their pocket park, and they're cleaning their park there. And they're part of Ciclovia Route 2, and they are going to be a huge activity hub. And the neighborhood's so excited about it. They're doing an art project that they're going to install on the bike boulevard at the end of Ciclovia. So it's been a wonderful success story. And that's all just about increasing education and making them aware. We saw comments on the survey that we didn't even know that there was a bike boulevard. They had no clue that City of Tucson was in there building a bike boulevard. And so they learned a lot. They felt more secure in their neighborhood. They were more likely to walk in their neighborhood. So things like that are definite success stories. And we're hoping to do that once again in another neighborhood in Midtown Tucson this year. So we've seen
That's an amazing success story. I mean, It really is. It's a wonderful example on so many levels. I mean, it's the green pebble in the pond because your communities are safer then and they're healthier and it's better for the planet. I mean, that's what I call the green trifecta. So Kylie, welcome. And I know when I started my journey as Mrs. Green, people said, have you met Kylie? Have you met Kylie? You've got a lot of fans out there. And I say that sincerely. It's really, you have energy that is just contagious. But tell us, I think there are people in Tucson that might be listening to this or people that pick it up on the internet. What is the Living Street Alliance? It's so full with life, just that word, Living Streets.
So the Living Streets Alliance is a Tucson-based nonprofit 501c3 organization. We started it in pretty much the end of 2011 out of a series of community conversations, people, advocates, neighborhoods were having, talking about how do we improve walking conditions for people, how do we improve biking conditions, and how do we just improve the overall community feel of the neighborhoods that we live in. I got involved because of my work with Bikus, which is a great example of a Tucson gem. It's a place where you can go and recycle bicycles, you can purchase recycled bicycles, you can learn how to work on a bike. It's like behavior changing at the most grassroots functional level. And I started working there about 5 years ago. But I always wanted to get more involved in policy making and decision making and really start educating the community about what's possible. So I found the folks at Living Streets Alliance to be a perfect match for those goals. We incorporated as a nonprofit in 2012, and right away we hit the ground running by getting contracts to run the Bike Fest, so the bike encouragement activities. And also we started doing another project called Critical Mass, which maybe you've heard of Critical Mass, right? Critical Mass was the...
I love it. Critical Mass.
Critical Mass was like the politicized bike rides of the 90s where bike riders, and it started with really like the messengers in New York City and big crowded cities. They would assert their right to the roads by getting hundreds of people together and just take over roads, and they would never announce it, and all of a sudden it would cause these huge traffic snarls and people would get really upset. Well, that happens still in some places, and it did happen a little bit here in Tucson, but I think a lot of people found really quickly that you get more honey, you get more flies with honey than with vinegar, right?
True.
So we had things like the Tuesday night community bike ride, and then we have the Critical Mass, which is the same idea. We get 150 families together and we go for bike rides, but we stick to residential routes and we try not to snarl traffic. But you know, the the look on people's faces when they see 150 families and little, and we're talking 3-year-old kids on bicycles versus, you know, some angry bike messengers is just totally different. So that's an example of one of the encouragement activities that Living Streets Alliance really started doing from the beginning. Of course, the other big one is Ciclovia.
Now, talk about Ciclovia, Kylie. Is it a local concept or is it a national concept? And what exactly is it? Because some people that will be listening will not be familiar with what Ciclovia is. I called it Cyclovia, I think, for a year.
That's fine. It's funny. You can pronounce it however you want. And Ruth mentioned earlier that she's trying consciously to have a car-free day on Fridays and leave the car in the driveway the entire day. And really, that's where Ciclovia events started from. It started in Seattle in the 70s,
okay,
when there was a gas crisis, and the government leaders and whatever in the city of Seattle said, let's have a car light day or a car free day, and they closed down a network of streets and they just opened it to people and they said, leave your cars at home, just come out and enjoy being out in the streets for a day. Bogota, Colombia then became really famous for having Ciclovias. Two brothers, Enrique and Gil Peñalosa. Enrique was the mayor of Bogota. Gil was his brother, and he was in charge of Parks and Rec. And in Colombia, you know, in Bogota, they've got a space issue. They've got these really dense cities, a lot of pollution, a lot of traffic. They close down 70 miles of streets every Sunday and just invite families and people to come out and be active on them. Leave the cars at home, just come out. Well, it's taken, 30 years? For folks in the United States to look at that example. They've been doing this in Bogota ever since then, to be like, this is a great idea. What a great way to temporarily convert our largest public space, our streets, into places that support community and support people being active and healthy together, that they don't have to have a car
miles?
To do.
70 miles.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I can just see what that would happen. So talk about Ciclovia in Tucson.
So Ciclovia in Tucson was started in 2010. The city of Tucson bike ped planner at the time, Tom Thivner, was really excited about Ciclovia. And it came at a time when other cities across the United States, notably San Francisco, Portland, New York City, and even other places like Brownsville, Texas, started closing down a network of streets once a year. And to this date, we don't know of any city in the United States where they're able to do this every week. But there are places that do it every month during a series of months in the summer during the good weather. But right now, most places are doing it annually or twice a year. And right now, we've only been having it for once per year. We had an event in 2010, one in 2011, and then really sadly, last year in 2012, the event was rained out. It was like the saddest, most horrible day. It was 100%
chance of
rain. For
the 10 days that we get rain in Tucson, right. It had to be on that day.
So we decided this year we're gonna go for it. We're gonna see if we can do two, and we're gonna use the two Ciclovias to sort of kick off and bookend Bike Fest in Tucson in April.
So what are the dates for Ciclovia in Tucson?
The dates are April 7th. It's a Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the route for that Ciclovia is from downtown into South Tucson. Armory Park and the Children's Museum will sort of be the activity hub in the north.
Awesome.
And Mission View Elementary School and Arizona Children's Association will be a hub in the south. It's a loop, and you can visit our website, cicloviatucson.org, for route maps. The second date is Sunday, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a new route that connects Midtown neighborhoods, and like Ruth was saying, we were really excited to incorporate the Keeling neighborhood, which has been the recipient of this great... On the move. But what do you call that program?
Oh, the individualized marketing, Smart Trips.
Smart Trips program.
I like that.
So they've been really energized. They've been made more aware of the amenities and what's going on in their neighborhood. And so we're excited to draw them into the second round in Ciclovia. So they're going to be on the west side of the route, and this route's going to go laterally across Tucson up to the Dodge River area.
That's awesome. So up by the JCC and Brandy Fenton Park?
Really close to there.
Really close to there. Okay, that's really awesome. And I'm going to be doing something with my friend Terry D. from the Habit Store. You'll actually have people man corners. And for what? Will we be giving out water? Will we be just cheering people on? What's our role going to be And should we bring our own umbrellas?
Yeah, bring your hat, like the hats that have the little umbrella attached to it. I think that would be a really good idea.
I think that would be a Facebook post.
There we go. Okay. This is a new program. We've decided to open up our major intersections. These are intersections where we could really use a lot of volunteers helping us control traffic and control the flow of traffic. It's adopted intersection, and that's what you'll be doing at one of the
Ciclovias. Adopt an intersection. Okay, I love it.
So basically, you can do anything you want. And I say that with some caveats, but as long as it's fun and family friendly and encouraging, you can have music out there. You can do Zumba or jazzercise.
We can do dancing.
You know, that's dancing.
A scary thing to tell us. And I think our friend Robin Johnson will be there. So I think you better put a little bit of a lid on it for our corner. I think it's going to be fun.
I was just getting started. Wigs, costumes, tutus,
vintage
80s sweatbands, whatever you want, whatever you've got. Bring it.
Love it and make it fun. Mm-hmm. That it will not be a problem. Okay, talk about Bike Fest. Ruth, do you want to talk about what that is? And then Kylie can fill in.
Yeah, it's changing a little bit this year. The name now, help me with this, Bike the Pueblo.
Pedal the Pueblo.
Pedal the Pueblo instead of Bike to Work. And we're going to have a day once again, but it's going to be, I think it's a Wednesday is Bike to Work Day rather than a Friday. And they're having kickoff events on that Monday. And the date is April 8th. To April 12th. So that's in the between the two Ciclovia days. And there's a ton of other events during the month. April's been Bike Fest month in Tucson for years. That's a national Bike to Work week, and Bike to Work Day is a national event. Most cities do it in May, where I come from, because it's a lot warmer in May than April.
So we know why we do it in April here.
Yes, a little heat prevention. So it's a great time for everyone to test out their bikes, get them out of their garages, load up the air in the tires, and this is your time to bike into work, to bike to school, to bike to the store, as we talked about. There'll be food stations on Bike to Work Day, and there's a kickoff event, so there's breakfast scattered around town during that week, and you can go to the website is bikefesttucson.com, and there is a calendar of events there and locations where freebies will be given away, and it's a great fun month, and there's a lot of other things going on. I think there's bike rides and GABA's bike swap and all sorts of great things that go on in April regarding biking and walking too.
And that's, I mean, it's just such, to me, such a healthy message. I know that may sound a little bit cliche, but it's such a healthy message to give our community. One of the things that impressed me is that you really do want to support people getting out. And for anybody that might have a financial barrier or even a time constraint, you have set up what I think is wonderful. And I will be out of town, or I would be bringing my bike on March 23rd to help get their bikes ready for Ciclovia and for Bike Fest. So can you, which one of you wants to tell me about that? Kylie? Ruth, go ahead.
Yeah, PAG is sponsoring that. And we've tried a few of these through the Keeling on the Move project. And the first one was in the kickoff event. And Bikus was there with several mechanics and volunteers, and they were just overwhelmed. Every kid in the neighborhood brought out their bike. And so we decided to do a few more of those type events, and we've had good response. So this time we've opened it up beyond Keeling. Everyone in Tucson is invited to come on March 23rd. We will be at the Keeling Desert Park on Glen from 9 a.m. to noon, and we'll have Bikus mechanics there again, and as I call it, the triage person to filter the repair levels off to the mechanics, and people are welcome to bring their bikes, and we will have some giveaway items. We have bike helmets for kids who need bike helmets, and we have some bike locks too that we'll be raffling off to all the attendees, so it will be a great fun, and they can get their bikes ready and prepared for Ciclovia. And there's also guided rides for Ciclovia. I know they're scheduled for April 7th, so there's various neighborhoods, and they'll be posted on ciclovia.tucson.org, and so people can find group rides to to Ciclovia, led by either a GABA rider or a bike ambassador, and they can go in groups down to the routes from their neighborhoods, and we'll be doing one out of Keeling. Also, and I think there's about four other rides scattered, maybe Himmel Park, I think, is a starting point, and I think there's one from the south side and the Golf Links area, so they should check out the website, Ciclovia
the
Tucson.
The neighborhood near them. Did you say Gabalong?
No, GABA is the Greater Area, what is it called?
Greater Arizona Bicycling Association.
Thank you.
Okay, GABA.
And they have bike leaders that are going to lead those group rides.
That help with safety and the route and all that stuff, or right. route, depending upon what part of the country you're from. Okay, I mean, that's really, to me, a true show of community support to get people to be able to do it. And in terms of where Keeling is, everywhere I go now, I just go on Google Navigation so I can find it, but give people the general area. It's off of Glen and what, the cross streets?
Between First and Stone.
Okay, so it's not hard to find in Tucson at all.
No, and Glen's a great bike route, so people can feel comfortable, or they can take, as we talked about, the 4th Avenue Fontana Bike Boulevard up to Glen, and then you make, I think, a left turn on Glen. Right there is the little pocket park. So,
and I think it's great. I don't think we can say the names of the websites too much because people are listening. They might be listening on their iPhone or Droid. So you can find out about it at ciclaviatucson.org or www, that's a given, bikefesttucson.com. It is a .com, I think. I do believe. Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I was wrong.
We'll keep doing that. But I mean, there's .org for Ciclovia. Okay. What about, we want to talk a little bit about, is there in your observation, are employers getting a little bit more excited about this? I mean, I said to you that I saw a poster about rideshare at the Chapman headquarters today when I was at a meeting. I'm probably more tuned in because I know what they look like. So are you having some advantages with, you know, with some luck with employers? Because there's then like an esprit de corps or something that employees can do that's fun to focus on.
Yeah, there's a few success stories. The one I like to talk about the most is the Community Food Bank, because they have done wonderful Great. Things with an internal contest. And they have almost half their employees registered with Sun Rideshare, and probably most of those people are using some form of alternative transportation. So there are guiding light and our star employer. Pima County has been hugely successful in subsidizing bus passes, providing incentives for carpooling. They have a huge group of employees that participated in our contest. They've been very successful. A lot of the employer's successes are determined by who their transportation coordinator is and how committed and passionate they are about alternative transportation. Kind of sets the tone at some of the employers. But PAG has offered a new incentive program this year for our travel reduction companies, and they are able to apply for a $500 stipend or incentive items to create their own internal incentive program to promote alternative transportation. So far, we've gotten about 16 applications, and there's some great ideas at these companies that are going to do giveaways, contests, recognition events, trying to get more people out and about using transit, using biking, carpooling. Some of the events that they're planning are tied into Bike Fest. Earth Day, we saw one promotion for Earth Day. We do a car-free day in September, and that's an international event that we do in Tucson. It's International Car-Free Day that's in September, so they can do internal promotions tied into our events and outreach type promotions. So there's a lot of successes going on at our employers, but we're always pushing for more.
There's always we want to see more change and have it keep on spreading. So Kylie, in terms of the Living Streets Alliance, which I want to say again, is such a really, it's a very joyful word. Tell me about what do you do during the year other than the Ciclovia event? What other kinds of things are you involved with? Because I know you're busy and I'm seeing the name more in your partnership with PAG. I mean, there's really good things happening for our community.
Sure, there's a lot of different ways that we're getting involved in community projects. most recently, Living Streets Alliance was really instrumental in getting the city of Tucson to create a pedestrian advisory committee. This is a group of, this is a government-appointed advisory committee that will advise the government on pedestrian issues, so how to make things more comfortable, convenient, and safe for people to walk as a viable form of transportation for, you know, for completing those short trip destinations that we've been talking about, going to the store or to the daycare or to the park. We're also, we've got a number of contracts to work on. Sidewalk auditing. So one thing that we're working on, and these aren't things that I work on specifically. I work on the encouragement events, but there are a number of people working on, working with neighborhoods to capacitate people in those neighborhoods to go around and audit where sidewalks exist, where they don't exist, where there's accessibility for ADA people with in wheelchairs and whatnot. And they're then turning over these recommendations, these inventories over to the city of Tucson, who's going to make a list and inventory and go in and start building a more connected, better, bigger, broader sidewalk network for people. We're also working with Watershed Management Group, which is a fantastic organization here, to plant more shade trees so that, you know, it's one thing to have a sidewalk, but if it's not shaded and cool and comfortable in the summer months, nobody's going to really want to go out and walk. So we're working with them to build in more storm and rainwater retention basins and grow shade trees in those basins so that our streets become cooler.
It helps so much all around. I just heard another. I have heard BJ present many times on from Tucson Clean and Beautiful about trees for Tucson. And you talk about the ripple effect. You can save 25% on your electric bill by planting trees on the right exposure sides for your home. So there's the triple bottom line. Ruth, I have a question about, you know, you have lots of programs. You really do. You have lots of plate spinning. Do you have an assessment for where your most effective way of getting the word to people out to mobilize community? Is it through social media? Is it through face-to-face? Is it one-on-one? Is it all of them? It's a never-ending challenge for me being a social media environmentalist. Where do you find the best return on the investment of your time and your energy and your passion?
Well, we've tried it all, I think. We've done the advertising, the TV commercials, the radio commercials, and I think those are necessary. They increase awareness of our brand. So the differences with that is the timing. People will see a commercial,
right,
and they don't have a need, or they're not too involved or interested at that point. But at some point,
they might plant a seed.
Yes, and they'll remember our name and, oh yeah, I have a new job. How am I going to get to that new job? So now they remember Sun Rideshare, and then they hopefully pursue us through our website. But generally, it's educating one person who educates another person. And I hear it all the time when we get phone calls. Somebody in my office told me about this, or my friend told me about this. My family member recommended this. I need guaranteed ride home. I need to find a carpool. So it's very much personal interaction seems to be the best. So we try to do a lot of outreach events. We went to an event in the old Pasqua neighborhood, and it was more of a job fair, trying to get the people in the neighborhood tagged in with the Casino del Sol for jobs. So they came out for jobs. We talked to them about transportation. Not everybody has a car. So we were connecting with people who told their friends. And so it's much more effective, as we did with our On the Move, is face-to-face interaction. Come and learn, come and see, come and touch, see the bus, see the get your bike repaired, talk to people, and hopefully they'll talk to other people, and it spreads that way.
And get the conversation going.
Yes.
I mean, it's really, that's a great answer. So I want to let everybody know that we have three websites that you can check out. 884ride.org, ciclaviatucson.org, and bikefesttucson.com. I want to thank Ruth Ryman, who is the Travel Demand Management Manager for Pima Association of Governments, and Kylie Walczak, the Living Streets Alliance Event Manager. I applaud you both for what you do, and I thank you for taking the time to come and be a part of the show. Thanks, everyone, for being here with us, and I invite for you to all connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, at MrsGreensWorld.com, because I will be sending out reminders about all these wonderful things that Pima Association of Governments in partnerships like this do. Thank you very much for being my guest. And
I will
see you at
Ciclovia. I can't
wait. April 7th.
And 28th.
Okay. Make it a great green day, everybody. And thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's World.